This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We spent less money shopping in late summer, a sign the economy may be running a little tepid. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. It is the first month-to-month drop in retail sales since March. Sales fell 0.3% in August, although the drop was only 0.1% if you ignore car and truck sales, which can jump around. Diane Swank is CEO of DS Economics in Chicago, and she says things really aren't all that bad.
We are seeing spending, actually, people in the month of August. What was really interesting is despite some of the weakness we saw across the board, in part related to lower gas prices and how we actually count the data, we did see a big increase in spending at the grocery store and going out to eat and buying clothes. So the fact that people were willing to spend discretionary suggests that there still is some momentum out there for the U.S. consumer.
A new report from the New England Journal of Medicine has some findings on the costs and benefits of treating or just aggressively monitoring early prostate cancer. The study found that patients are just as likely to be alive 10 years on using any of those three options. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein joins us from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia with some of the implications.
What this study finds is that men can have radiation, they can have surgery, or they can have what's called active monitoring, constantly sort of checking in on this prostate cancer. And either of those three choices really results in the same thing, which isn't, no one is dying more quickly from any of those three options. So the sort of take home here is that doctors are really going to be able to work with their patients to talk clearly and cleanly about trade-offs. Men have time. Men need to know that they have time and that you don't have to jump into doing something. This is one of those classic stories, David, where in healthcare, sometimes people think more is more. And the study today is showing us that less can be more.
And that there can be some time to consider which treatment is right for the patient. Now, your beat is the economics and business of healthcare. Dan, what is the view through that prism?
If you have good information, you can work with your doctor and you can make good choices. The findings today really underscore how valuable that is, that if you want to go with radiation, you can. If you want to go with monitoring, you can. And here are the trade-offs. If we don't down the road control healthcare spending, we're going to lose that ability. When findings like this come out, policy is going to be made for us rather than allowing us to make these choices in consultation with our doctor. So when we talk about controlling healthcare spending, one of the reasons why this fight is such an important fight is to preserve patients' choice to choose what they want to do consistent with their values.
And thereby perhaps saving money that way instead of policymakers imposing a choice.
Exactly. That's right.
Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein, thank you.
Thank you, David.
When the National Institutes of Health stopped funding biomedical research using chimpanzees last year, most research chimps were sent into retirement. Now, there's a federal law that says these retirees must go to a sanctuary, but that doesn't apply to private labs, which also have moved away from using chimpanzees. So a new sanctuary just opened this month in Georgia. WABE's Stephanie Stokes got a tour ahead of the opening.
Sarah Beckler-Davis shows off the 200 acres of green hills in North Georgia where she plans to house the chimpanzees.
So this is a walk-in cooler for all the produce for the chimps.
We enter the chimp kitchen.
And then back there is the chimp smoothie bar.
It's a bar with a series of blenders. Chimps can watch what's being made through a window.
We do a lot of whole foods, so mostly fruit and smoothies for breakfast and then lunch.
Caring for chimps has been Beckler-Davis's life's work. She's run a sanctuary for them before and hadn't actually planned on starting another one. But then she met 220 chimps at a private research center in Louisiana.
I looked into the eyes of those chimps there, and there was no way that I would be able to live with myself if I didn't at least try.
Try to give them a home. Scientists don't have a reason to keep the chimps because they can't use them in medical research. But unlike the government-owned chimps, these chimps never got retirement plans. They could stay in labs. Some have gone to zoo exhibits. Behaviorist Steve Ross coordinates chimp transfers.
There's quite a few chimpanzees in zoos that come from labs. So I think zoos are able to play more and more of a sanctuary role.
Zoos and labs don't count as retirement, though, to some animal welfare advocates like Rachel Weiss, a former lab worker.
Chimps who've been living in laboratories for their whole life, they deserve more than that. Letting them have lives of their own is only possible in sanctuaries.
There just hasn't been room for the estimated 300 chimps in private labs. The 8 or so existing sanctuaries are basically full. With her new North Georgia sanctuary, Beckler Davis is taking most of the chimps and hopes that won't be an issue anymore.
We're building fat so that we can ideally take in anyone else who needs somewhere to go.
Beckler Davis says it costs $20,000 per year to care for a single chimp. She's relying on private donors. In Blue Ridge, Georgia, I'm Stephanie Stokes for Marketplace.
And before we go, the latest in what is called the Internet of Things, everything but everything connected to the Internet, there is a Canadian company called Standard Innovations that makes, what should I call it? It's a high-tech, intimate device designed for exhilaration. And yes, it too can be controlled by one smartphone. Now there are allegations the device may have been collecting data on users, very private data. According to CNET, an Illinois woman is suing the company, saying she gave no consent for data collection. The company was reviewing the suit and told CNET it has hired outside experts to review its data handling. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.